This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, we're back. The WIP afternoon show.
Yeah!
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
There you go.
We're the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Beautiful. Out here on the deck. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
What's up, Brother Spike? I mean, wake up out this beast! Let's go, everybody! There we go.
Wow.
Get everybody
Get this guy in front of a crowd.
Well, you know me. I'm a ham and egger.
Yep.
big win last night, Jackie Baseball. Thank God for you, because let me tell you, this thing was starting to head in deadly territory of you having to defend a bunch of angry fans. You had to defend against that.
Against
that. All right. Holla at your boy.
I like that you went straight to deadly. Like,
well,
you know.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Man, that's where we're, I mean, 9 out of 10. Man.
Yeah.
That's where we were at.
Is it the deadliest catch later?
We needed that last night.
Can we go on a boat ride after the show?
Sure we can. I'm sure
a boat
we can.
Ride. Speaking of boat ride, where are we that we have boats out here?
What's that?
I said, where are we?
We are at
that we have boats outside.
The Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina. We're out here on the deck. It's beautiful.
It
what a beautiful day for it, by the way. We should do the show here all the time. I mean, look at this. Yeah, well, they'd be all right with that.
Yep.
It's beautiful, man. I saw Jack eating the crab cake Caesar earlier.
Always
enjoying
eating.
That.
Yeah. Always eating.
Yep. the puppies are purring.
Yeah, Jack's
his feet out.
Yep.
Yeah, that's never good.
Curved toes and long nails, baby.
Oh, that's disgusting. You're at work.
Curved toes and long
By the way,
nails,
people are
man,
eating
that is
here.
Bad, man, seriously.
Yeah, people are eating. You got the toes coming out.
Yeah, piggies are pigging.
Piggies are purring.
Yeah, man. Piggies
everybody's
are purring.
Purring.
Yeah, everybody's purring.
Everyone's purring.
It is a big show. It's the mandatory OTAs are today, so we will have Elliot immediately after practice.
One day mandatory
OTA.
What a grind.
Well, this is it
until
training camp. Big one day of practice.
I'm disappointed. I wanted a full week of practice.
Yeah. No. One day. one mandatory day.
We're at 1 year anniversary of Jalen not being able to say anything nice about Nick Sirianni.
Oh, yep.
And letting us do a whole summer of whether or not they like each other.
Yep, that was last year. So Elliot will be with us after practice, probably around 4:30. Nick Sirianni speaks at 2:15, and we'll bring you that live. And this will probably be the last time we hear Nick until training camp as well. I mean,
yeah, he doesn't seem very eager to talk.
No. I'm sure John Clark will find him in Sea Isle at some point or Avalon
over the summer for a couple
of minutes. But
yeah, Avalon guy. Yeah,
but we won't hear him speak officially. But we did have, and we have, we again, we will bring you Nick Sirianni live at 2:15. So don't go anywhere. I Nick has been very good so far this offseason at not saying anything, you know, inflammatory or anything headline worthy, but this is his last chance until August or until late July. So we'll have that. But we did have a reasonably big Phillies win last night. They went 3-2 in 11 innings over the Cubs, who very powerful offense, kind of a frightening offense the Cubs have. I can't tell with that game whether I feel, because that was an annoying game to watch. Like, there was the Trey pickoff. There was the Castellanos getting
nailed.
That
was a balk. Find a new slam.
Well, but it wasn't a balk.
It was a balk.
But it wasn't.
It was
but it wasn't.
Find a new slam.
He got picked off. Castellanos gets nailed going for two.
That was dumb.
That was ridiculous.
Out by 100 miles.
Dude, when JT hit that double in extras, weren't you terrified the camera was going to pan?
Of course.
And he was about to be out by 25 feet?
Yes.
Well, because Sosa got nailed at second as well, trying to stretch it out. It just it felt like a loss the entire game, and it felt like a wasting a good Zach Wheeler appearance. There was the Alec Bohm double play, which I swear when he hit it, I was like, this guy's going to hit into a triple play, and tomorrow's show is going to be 4 hours of me yelling into how does this guy hit into a triple play. But somehow,
focused on the wrong thing.
Somehow, with a couple of bunts and a couple of dribblers, they end up in a Brandon Marsh, deep fly to center field. Yeah. They win the game. I felt like relieved and annoyed. It was interesting watching the team, though, who I don't know if it was relief, I don't know if it was excitement, but it was the first, emotion.
Of course it was relief.
Positive emotion. They dump water on – we had a moment of daycare.
Marsh. Yeah, we were at the daycare last night.
Yeah, on Otto Kemp. Yeah, so I don't know. Walking away from the game, did you – what was your gut feeling walking away from that game?
I felt like the players did. Relieved that they won that game and excited. I mean, listen, they've lost 9 out of 10. And it's been some tough sledding. Wasting good pitching efforts after good pitching efforts. And another one last night from Zach Wheeler you thought was going down the drains. By the way, in regulation, obviously, in nothing extra. They had 12 hits.
Yeah,
two runs.
Well, it's crazy because they wasted every base.
Yes, that's
what
I'm saying. Yeah. They wasted so many opportunities last night where they had guys on base. They had guys on base early. They had bases loaded with no outs.
And they got one run.
They got one run. That's the frustrating part about this offense. But this is also why I'm not giving up on this team. As frustrating as the lack of hitting is at times, and it is frustrating. The defense, my goodness, can be mind-boggling as if these guys have never been to spring training, if they've never been in a minor league, situational base running. I don't understand. If it wasn't for this starting rotation, this season would be done.
We'd be 15 games under 500.
Done.
Yeah.
And they are the only reason that I remain to have any hope.
Well, by the way,
because they keep you in just about every game.
And by the way, it's the reason they can win a 7-game series against anybody.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You see the Dodgers, their entire starting rotation is basically on IL right now. Mm-hmm. So you look at those games and you think to yourself, that's why I keep talking about at the deadline going in, because I say to myself,
I agree.
Every single series again, or any team that we play in the playoffs, because if we have the starting pitching, we can get there. And the other thing that made me nervous, by the way, Zach Wheeler was great last night, but I see his pitch count in the sixth inning, and he's at, he started the inning with 93.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no. We're going to have to get 7, 8. By the way, not only do we have to get 7, 8, 9, we had to get 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 and win that game from the bullpen.
Yep.
Jack, did you feel more like – irritated, excited? What was the
I was just happy.
He's definitely relieved.
On, man. Yeah. I'm here for the good vibes.
He's definitely relieved.
I don't leave last night thinking, here comes the run. They broke the seal. I think they do have to get back to having a little bit of fun. But it's also 16 hits and one extra base hit.
It's unbelievable.
One extra base hit. And Castellanos, I think, got thrown out on that extra base hit. So it didn't even really count. They grounded it into only 3 double plays. It felt like 6.
Yep.
I mean, it could have easily been 6. And but obviously, like you guys said, I mean, the starting rotation, they are eerily similar to the 11 Phillies. The 11 Phillies couldn't score either. I know they had a lot of big names, just like this team has big names. But there was a run there in the middle of summer, 27 to 44 games, where they scored 3 runs or less. Similar offenses, but an unbelievable rotation that you hope can carry through. But, man, even with the lineup, they're going to walk Kyle Schwarber as long as Bryce Harper's out, because there's no reason not to.
Yeah.
Well, and talk about protection. I mean, boom hitting behind Schwarber. I feel like they got to flip that around or something. I feel like you got to have. I know you want to get
put him
Schwarber
back at leadoff while Bryce is hurt.
I don't know about that.
Just moving chairs on the Titanic, man.
All right.
Like, you got
don't
a
say
couple.
Titanic right now.
Well, I'm just saying, you got a couple of hitters. You're still trying to sprinkle these guys through five other hitters who can't. You don't know what you're going to get out of those guys.
Right.
Although Otto Kemp was, he was.
Well, I mean.
combined exit velocity on the last two hits.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, he got on base. I feel good for the kid.
I didn't realize he had speed.
He's a little fast.
Yeah, he moves. Well,
I didn't realize.
You know what he has? He has that, I wasn't drafted, and I want to stay in the major leagues.
Oh, yeah, the hustle.
Yeah, yeah, that's what he's got.
Hey, it's
I know what that's like.
D2 success, baby.
All right, coming up next, Nick Sirianni with the last time he will speak until training camp. So we will bring you Nick Sirianni live. We are at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina. We are out on the deck in Chesapeake, Maryland. Be here until 6 o'clock. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina out on the deck. It's beautiful. I love this spot, man. Giglio and Douglas been keeping it to themselves. It's ridiculous.
They really have been.
Ridiculous. So today is the one day of mandatory OTAs. Until you brought that up, I was like, I hadn't thought about it. I was like, one day? It is one day. So this is, Nick Sirianni is going to speak now. This will probably be the last time you hear Nick Sirianni say anything publicly until training camp. So here he is live from the NovaCare facility, Nick Sirianni.
Hey, guys.
Nick, this is obviously the last day of the off-season program. Now that it's coming to a conclusion, is there anything different you did with maybe Saquon specifically in terms of limiting how many reps you got in practice, or anything different considering all the touches he had last year?
Yeah, everybody's always we always kind of think about every one of our players individually, the reps that they're getting, what's good for them, how their body's feeling, and that like I said, I've said this before. That takes everybody, right? That takes myself, the players talking to me, the players talking to the strength and the trainer, strength staff and the trainers, where we are. So, everybody kind of had individualized plans like they always do. I mean, we kind of monitored everybody as we went. We got a lot of good work in. Saquon got a lot of good work in. Yeah, I'm pleased with how the off-season program has went. We got another day, obviously, today. I'm looking forward to that.
Speaking of Saquon, he came out and said that, you know, he could at any time just call it a career like Barry Sanders did. What was your reaction to that?
I guess anybody could do that, right? I just know he's got a lot of good football left in him. I don't, you know, again, I have interactions with these guys every single day. And so, I'm excited that he's on our football team, and he'll be on our football team for the 2025 season. And I really don't let myself get wrapped up into anything else beyond that, except for the day that we're in and trying to get ready for this practice and, you know, obviously handle all those things as they come. And, as long as I'm the head coach here, I'd always want Saquon Barkley on this football team. Obviously he means a lot to this football team and as a player and as a teammate.
Tyler Steen's gotten consistent work with the first team at right guard. Has that been the case on the days that you weren't here? And is that kind of how you're thinking about this coming weekend?
Yeah, again, I know we talked yesterday too. Don't have to make any of those decisions quite yet. Got a lot of football to practice, a lot of football to play. Obviously, a big part of the offensive line and the evaluation of the offensive line comes in pads. That doesn't mean we're not evaluating them like crazy right now, but a big part of that's going to come when we put the pads on.
Getting back to Elliot's question, what have you noticed about, you know, the way Saquon has kind of attacked the offseason, the condition he's in and everything after having such a huge load last year?
The way I visioned or saw him attack last offseason. That's what's great about this football team is – you know, you see the same humbleness and the hunger that I saw going into the last season. And that's, you know, Saquon, that's all the players on this football team. They're working, and we've had a good offseason.
In terms of last year, Cooper DeShane over the summer had a tweet while he was going back home and injuries happened. With rookies this summer, as you're about to let them go, is there anything that you're trying to get across in terms of how they manage the
game? Being great shape. We really pride ourselves on that you can't play with great detail and you can't play with great physicality, you can't play with relentless effort if you're not in great shape. So they'll have, you know, obviously we all have conditioning tests. They'll have conditioning tests when they get back. Be in great shape. Have your body, you know, if your body's supposed to weigh this, that's what it needs to weigh. And make sure you can run all day. Because, again, the thing you notice the most when you're not in good shape, one, injuries happen. The other thing that happens is your detail slips. And in every phase, the detail has to be on point. And you can't do that unless you're in great shape. So that's always my key message to them is, you know, they got to be working their butts off. There's no substitute for working hard. And there's no shortcut around it. You got to be ready for the season and get your body ready for the training camp and then the season.
The Campbell won't be ready until sometime in August to practice. What are the expectations for him?
Yeah, you know, we'll see. I mean, I don't ever want to put a timetable on anybody. You know, some guys get through things quicker than others and vice versa. So no timetable on that. As far as when he'll be ready, I know he's doing everything he can to get himself ready. And the second part of that question was?
Just the expectations for him based upon that. We saw Cooper, how it affected him.
Yeah, making sure that he gets all the mental reps that he possibly can get at this particular time. You know, we're like, I think we're probably the only sport that practices more than they play. And then also that has more walkthrough even than you have practice reps. So, you know, he's going to be getting a lot of those opportunities to watch walkthrough, to watch practice and get those mental reps. Because, you know, as a guy is not in, you know, obviously you're not working the fundamentals of block destruction or tackling or how to take the football away, but what you're trying to make sure that they have the mental part of the game down. And those are things that he can do in the film room. Those are things that he can do out in the field when he's watching practice. So that's the, you know, that's kind of his mission right now and our goal for him right now.
Do you have a better feel for him as an inside linebacker than an edge rusher right now?
Yeah, you know, again, looking forward to getting our hands on him and when he's able to start practicing, but he's a good football player. We drafted him because he's a really, really good football player and excited to have him in whatever role that he's going to execute. And we know that he's versatile and is able to do multiple things.
You talked to a caller almost every year you've been here. Is this a little more seamless this year because Kevin's been here? And how is it going installing the offense with the players and adjustments?
Yeah, I think there's always a transition, you know, with a new guy calling the plays. But you know, I don't want to compare it from one to the other or anything like that. I'm just focused on where we are right now. But Kevin's doing a great job. You know, Kevin's obviously had the opportunity to be in front of the room. One thing I think Kevin's really doing, one of the many things that I think he's doing really well, he always had an opportunity when Shane or Brian and Kellen were the coordinators to present in front of the room a section or two. I just think he does a phenomenal job teaching the room when he's the main guy up here doing that. And so, you know, he's got the players' attention. He's got a great plan. He's got a great process. And that's where I've noticed that, you know, he's done a really nice job of. And can't say enough about how good of a job I think he's doing to this point. And, you know, he's got a relationship with these players. I think that's the big thing. That's probably the main thing maybe that you're talking about, John, is that he's got a relationship with these players. So, you know, whereas Kellen came in and had to build relationships, you know, Kevin's been around these players for going on 5 years now. And so, you know, I see Kevin pushing those guys, you know, out there being able to get those guys going, whether, you know, it's, you know, a high five to them or hey, get your butt going, because he has that relationship with the guys that he's been building. He's always been a guy that has had strong relationships in the building. That's a strong point of his as well, and that's suiting him very well right now.
Chance to talk to.
I'm sorry.
We haven't talked since the fifth, but what was your reaction to his thing, and then also how did you feel about the Cardinals and Colts specifically voting against?
Yeah, it passed, and didn't want to go too much past that, and we're ready for, you know, to be able to continue to grow that play, excited about being able to continue to grow that play and to continue, you know, we got a lot of work to do to continue that success. It just doesn't, it just doesn't happen. So the same work that we needed to put into it last year will even have to be better, because we know teams are going to focus on it to try to stop it. And we'll even have to be better at how we coach it and how we perform it and how we execute. And so that's really, you know, try not to focus too much on things that I can't control, and only focus on the things that you can. And that's our process right now, to think about, you know, the ways that we're going to get better to get better at running that play and the compliments that come off of it.
Mark, I talked to Nolan last week, and he kind of said he thought he was ready to, he said, strike.
He's always ready to strike.
Yeah, he's always ready to strike.
I love Nolan Smith. He is a tough dude.
How do you sort of weigh, you know, maybe holding him back, or do you think that way? If he's cleared, he's cleared.
Yeah, when, you know, we have great people in this building. You know, it takes everybody. We have great doctors. We have great strength staff and a training staff that helps me know that when they say he's ready to go, he's ready to go. And I've heard a couple of your guys' questions about, like, well, how do you pull this guy back? When they're ready to go, they're ready to go. Everybody has an individualized plan to make sure that they're as healthy as they possibly can be. But the thing that we always have to remember, and that you guys always have to remember, is that the work to put yourself in position to win games, it takes what it takes. The work is, you have to put the work in. It's not, you don't save anybody for Sunday. Now, there's points in the year where you do, but the guys need to work. They have to work to get better at football. You don't get better at football because you want, you get better at football because you're practicing football to get better at it. And so, you know, obviously we have in-depth plan for everybody, obviously major conversations about everybody, but when they're ready to go and they give us the green light, they got to go, and they got to, and that's what our players want too. We got guys that love to work hard and that love to the process and the grind, and you know, when he's ready to go, he'll go.
Have you researched at all the difference between, from a leadership perspective, coming off of a championship win versus a championship loss, and kind of how to navigate that?
Say that one more time.
Yeah, so this offseason, have you researched at all the difference between coming off a championship win and a championship loss from a leadership perspective? I know you've had a lot of conversations with guys.
Yeah, and that was my, you know, I focused on sustained success, right? What were the common denominators of different coaches that I talked to, or players that I talked to, or Michael Johnson, you know, other sports that, you know, that we talked to, that what were the common denominators of sustained success? And I think, without getting into everything, I think there's two sides of it. You know, the main thing is it takes what it takes, right? You're going to have to be able to work extremely hard, and you're going to have to be able to overcome adversity. And you always have to be right in the moment of where you are. I think, you know, as I've done research and talked to these guys, and we've had an element of sustained success here as well. But you can have two ends of it, right? You rest on your laurels, you rest on your past accomplishments, and you're not here working, or you're looking too far ahead of how do we do this again? Like, we're focused on our process and how we get better every single day. And, you know, if your process is right, then it gives you the best chance to win. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win, but it gives you the best chance to win. And so our goal is just to focus, and, you know, it's to focus on where we are at this particular moment, to put the work in, to overcome the adversity, and the rest will take care of itself.
All right. Thanks, folks. We got to get to practice. Everybody good today?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, we're done. Well, I can't hear myself. Hello. There we go. Are we back?
Oh, yeah.
Because I can't hear myself at all. So I'm going to – you can hear me fine, I assume, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
good.
Well, that's great.
Well, Ike's mic's not on either.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
I sound great.
The question is are we being heard well on the radio? And I don't know. We are. Buzz, you can speak loudly, Buzz.
Yes,
yeah,
we can
speak
hear you.
On there. You can hear me fine. All right. Well, I'm just going to talk as if everything's fine. We are – the WIP Afternoon Show is here at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina. We're out here on the deck. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. We will get into a big question about this year's Eagles right after I tell you about Colonial Hyundai. It is the only place you go to buy a brand-new Hyundai. Now, you know it's graduation season, so what you need to do – maybe you're not graduating school, you're not graduating high school, you're not graduating college. You got to graduate to a brand-new Hyundai. Right now, if you graduate to a brand-new Hyundai at Colonial, you can save 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. That's up to $10,000. And your trade-in. Even if it's less than a – oh, I can hear myself there. There it is. Oh, that's great. Even if it's less than a good trade-in, even if it's a piece of junk, the Cars Are John Ashdale is going to give you $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. So you're not graduating school, but you are graduating to a brand-new Hyundai with financing as low as 0%. You know every new Hyundai comes with 3 years of complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. In stock, vehicles only, tax and tags additional. Offers cannot be combined. See dealer for full details. Offer expires June 30th, 2025. How we doing, fellas? We pretty good? Are we good here? All right. Good to hear. Jack, are we good?
Yeah, are you good?
Oh, I'm pretty good now. Yeah. So it's
calm.
So, well, you know, hearing yourself doing a radio show is something. Something to know. You know, when you're on, also something to know. So
Sure. It's
OTAs, mandatory OTAs all over the NFL, not just here with the Eagles, of course. And there's some pretty notable guys not taking part in mandatory OTAs. Now, not here. Thankfully, the Eagles, there's no contract disputes this year, as far as we know. Everybody's there. But you have Trey Hendrickson not in camp with the Cincinnati Bengals wanting a new contract. TJ Watt not in camp with the Pittsburgh Steelers wanting a new contract. Jair Alexander not only not in camp, but goes and gets cut, right? And he's available there. And the way I see it, you have two incredibly talented edge guys. You got a super talented cornerback. And those are two positions where the Eagles are, I think, even if you're being optimistic, you have to say there are question marks at those positions. The year after winning a Super Bowl, with guys like that on the market, if you're serious about winning another Super Bowl, you have to, if you're the Philadelphia Eagles, if you're Howie Roseman, you have to get one of these guys. You have to at least make a real effort to getting one of these guys. Now, I don't know what the contract situation is going to be like for Trey Hendrickson. I don't know if he's so desperate to get out of there playing on a big stage in Philadelphia. Maybe you're able to pay him a little more this year and you don't have to give him a big, long contract. But I just think if the Eagles are serious about wanting to win a Super Bowl this year, you have to go out and get a difference maker. And these are positions where they need a difference maker. They don't have them.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I certainly wouldn't mind an upgrade at either of those positions. Now, to the idea that if the Eagles are serious about winning the Super Bowl, this is what they need to do, I'll push back against that because I don't think they need
I can't hear Ike either. Ike, we can't hear you. Why don't we do this?
What?
We're on the air.
Mike's currently not on the air.
Why don't we do this? Here's my idea.
All right.
Now you're back on the air.
What I think we should do is we should take a break that we were normally going to take later, and make sure that we're all straightened up down here? Are you able to do that, Buzz?
Yes.
Okay. So what we're going to do is tell everybody what I think Buzz might need. Could you turn us down on the speakers there? There we go. Talk about what Buzz might need, maybe what we might need, maybe bring a smile on our faces, and that is Blue Chew.
There you go.
There you go.
Good transition.
Well, you know what I mean? It'll make me feel, it'll bring a smile to my face as it brings a smile to a lot of happy couples' faces.
Yep. Yeah.
As maybe previously for the last maybe, you know, months or years that the smiles haven't been quite as big as they were years ago. And Blue Chew can help bring a smile to everybody's face.
Yep.
She's going to have a smile to her face because you're going to be better at it. You're going to have a smile to your face because, you know, maybe it's more happening more often.
I'm already smiling.
There you go.
Just at the thought of it.
Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. You're going to get your first month absolutely free on the WIP Afternoon Show. If you've been thinking about it, now is the perfect time to do it because all you're going to have to do is pay for the shipping. What you're going to get in a discreet and
hard
package in the mail is a chewable that has the same active ingredients as Viagra, Levitra, Saxin, and Cialis in chewable form. You're not going to have to go to the doctor because you could do it all at BlueChew.com. You're not going to have to go to the pharmacy because they're going to ship it to you. And when you receive it, you're going to notice a difference. You're going to perform like you performed in your prime.
Yep.
In your prime.
The smile on everyone's face won't be the only thing that's bigger.
I remember. You just decided to add that line to the read now? Okay.
I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
So go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. Your first month is absolutely free. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. And then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it. Do it. Chew it.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.